Well, amen. Good to see you in the Lord's house tonight.
Amen.
Good to be here. You know, I thought since Friday I heard about Brother JB going home to be with the Lord, his home going. Thought much about Brother JB. He's special to all of us here at Fellowship Baptist Church. He really is. And I got a lot of memories with him, and I talked to him not too long ago. He was talking to me and he said, Brother Keith, you know, it'd be nice, wouldn't it be nice if the Lord, whenever our time comes to go home, that he'd call us home fast. We wouldn't have to suffer, wouldn't have to go through any pain and all that. You know, God honored that wish, didn't he? Can you imagine sitting at the table and reading your devotion, getting through and falling out and going to heaven? Man, that's wonderful, isn't it? It sure is. Thank God for him. I reflect back in the Sunday school class, adult Sunday school class, he took the offering every Sunday. He was faithful as faithful could be. And there's two things JB always did to you if you're close to the end. He'd always shake your hand and he'd speak to you.
Yep.
He'd shake your hand, he'll speak to you every time he comes around on Sunday morning to take up the offering. And some of you don't know because you haven't been there. Also, he had a great way with children in the barbershop. I've been there a few times. You know, the barbershop, they have these little high chairs they put babies in or small children in. And it's just amazing to see how he could, if the parents would let him, he could handle the children himself. I've seen him do it time and time again. But I can reflect back good memories about Brother JB, and of course, we won't get into that tonight. But I'm thankful for the opportunity of knowing such a servant of God that was so concerned about lost people. Lost people. It was his heart's desire for people to be saved. It really was. Take your Bible tonight and turn to Genesis. Preacher, you preached in chapter 4 this morning. I'm going to preach in chapter 5 tonight, okay? I thought you were going to get in 5. Amen. Going through the book of Genesis. Amen. Appreciate you being back tonight. Appreciate the good service we had last Sunday night. All the good singing, good playing, the kids and all the workers put together was a blessing. It really was. And you know, we didn't know then, singing about heaven, that one of us would be in heaven this Sunday night. But God worked it out that way. We never know, somebody else might be before next Sunday night. We all may be there.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be wonderful? We all, the rapture take place, we all go home to be with the Lord. That would be a great time, it sure would. Genesis chapter 5 tonight, as we look at the Word of God, I want us to pray. Ask God to bless us and lead us tonight as we look at these scriptures together. Father, we come to you tonight with thankful hearts for this occasion that we can be back in your house. Though we do not take lightly or for granted, help us, Lord, the times that we have together as a family, as your children. Dear God, we ask you now, Lord, as we open your word together, may the Holy Spirit of God lead us and guide us tonight. Lord, as we focus upon these truths, dear God, help us, Lord, to be encouraged. Lord, help us, dear God, to be challenged also, dear God, from your word as we live day by day. Father, we commit the service to you and ask, dear God, for the Spirit of God to lead and guide in all that we say and all that we do. We will thank you for what's accomplished. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. In Genesis chapter 5, we have here the generations of people. Genealogies is not the most encouraging things to read in the Bible, are they? When you're reading about people in the Bible. But genealogies point out the very character of God. We see here in genealogies that people are important to God because they are individuals. Individuals. And we see in these genealogies that we read from time to time how God refers to people three different ways. He refers to these people in these genealogies, first of all, by name. By name. He also refers to these, in these genealogies, people by their lifespan and also by their descendants. Their name, their lifespan, and their descendants, whenever he speaks about genealogies. And we begin in chapter 5 of Genesis, beginning with verse number 1. It says, this is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam, in the day when they were created. And Adam lived 130 years, and begot a son in his own likeness, after his image, and called his name Seth. And the days of Adam, after he had begotten Seth, were 800 years, and he begot sons and daughters. And all the days that Adam lived were 930 years. Help me finish that verse. And he what? And he died. And he died. And Seth lived 105 years and begot Enos. And Seth lived after he had begot Enos 807 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Seth were 912 years, and he what? And he died. And he died. Now notice verse 10. And Enos lived after he begot Cainan 815 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Enos were 905 years, and he died. And Cainan lived 70 years and begot Mahalalel, and Caniah lived after he had begot Mahalalel 840 years and begot sons and daughters, and all the days of Cainan were 910 years, and he died. Notice, and Mahalalel lived 65 years and begot Jared. And Mahalalel lived after he had begot Jared 830 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Mahalalel were 895 years, and he died. And Jared lived 162 years and begot Enoch. And Jared lived after he begot Enoch 800 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. Now notice these patriarchs. They lived a long life. They had descendants, right? And they died. And they died. But let's notice in verse number 20. And all the days of Jared were 960 years, and he died. Verse 21, and Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begot Methuselah 300 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. Notice it says in verse 24, and Enoch, what? Walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. I want us to focus on Enoch tonight. And what he says in verse 24, he was not. He was not. We find that Enoch was the son of Jared. We find that he was the seventh listed from Adam in these men here. He's also listed in the genealogies of Jesus Christ in Luke chapter 3, verse 37. We see also he was one of two men that walked with God. Who's the other man? Look over in chapter 6, verse 9. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah what? Walked with God. Enoch and Noah are the two men recorded in the Bible that walked with God. We see now here the father, Enoch was the father of Methuselah. Notice he became the father of Methuselah at 65 years old. He was 65 when Methuselah was born. And we see here that as Enoch walked with God, He began his journey with God when Methuselah was born. When Methuselah was born, and he walked for 300 years with God. Now, the question is this, why did Enoch walk with God? Why did Enoch walk with God? Or why did Enoch wait till his son Methuselah was born to walk with God? Okay? We also see again that Noah walked with God. Enoch himself is a picture of, or a type, I should say, of saints, because he was raptured out before the flood came, before the wrath came, okay? You and I, as born again children of God, saints of God, we also are going to be taken away. We're going to be raptured away before the wrath of God comes upon this earth, the great tribulation. We also know that, see, that Noah himself was a type of the Jewish people. Noah was preserved through the wrath of God by the ark of God that he built. Therefore, he was preserved, him and his family. The Jews themselves are going to be preserved. They're going to be kept through the judgments that's going to come even during the tribulation period. And we find that they're going to be brought as people to their new heaven and to a new earth one of these days. So we see both of them are examples for us. So we see here now that God, in his mercy and grace here, we find, has given Enoch a son named Methuselah. And Enoch begins to walk with God. To walk with God. And the Bible says he walked with God for 300 years. Now, again, why did Enoch walk with God? Why did he walk with God? Now, we know that the name Methuselah means when he is dead, it shall be sent. Speaking of the flood. In other words, the flood did not come until Methuselah died. And that's when the flood came. Now, I don't know, I'm speculating. When Methuselah was born, I wonder, did not God tell Enoch there's a flood coming and this world is going to be destroyed? My wrath is going to be poured out upon this earth whenever your son dies. And Enoch could have had that in his mind. And one day, when my son dies, this world is going to be destroyed. Therefore, they may give him an incentive, a desire to walk with God. You know, I don't know about you, but whenever I realized that I was a sinner and I was lost and I was on my way to hell, there's something that moved within me to help me to realize, hey, I need to get right with God. I need to make my calling and election sure and know for sure that when I do die, I'll go to heaven. And you know, the tragedy with us today is that we talk about the coming of the Lord, and the coming of the Lord, I believe, is imminent. It could be at any time before we leave here tonight. But also, on the other hand, not only is the coming of the Lord coming, but the wrath of God is coming also. The wrath of God is coming also upon this earth in which we live in. Therefore, that should move us, I believe, like it did Enoch, to walk with God. To walk with God. As he did here, we see him. Now, we see here that God told him that when Methuselah died, I believe with all my heart, that the wrath was going to come. Now, Enoch also is the first recorded preacher as he preached on the coming judgment. Turn over to Jude, the book of Jude. Look at verse 14 and 15. He was a preacher. Jude was. A prophet, if you please. In verse 14, and Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these sayings, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints. Why? To execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. We see here that Enoch was a prophet, if you please. He was a man of great faith. He had faith. Now, realize, and I must realize, that when Enoch was alive, he didn't have the Bible like you and I have. He didn't have the Word of God that you and I are blessed to have today. He just put his faith in God. He trusted God, you see. And again, he was one also of two men that went to heaven without dying. We know the other one was who? Elisha, right, in 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 11. We see here in these patriarchs listed here in chapter 5 up to Enoch, we find that he excelled all of these men. He excelled all of these men. The brightest star of all of them. Little we find in the Word of God about Enoch. Just a few verses is all we have. Little we have about Enoch. Little, though, makes his name great. Little makes his name great. We sing the song sometimes, little is much when God is in it. So little makes his name great. We know that he lived in close fellowship with God. For someone to walk with God, they have to be in fellowship with God, don't they? They have to be in fellowship with God. And we also know that his translation, his taking, God taking him, is a attributes to his faith he had in God, because he walked with God daily in his life. Well, also we know after 365 years, he was translated, or he was taken directly to heaven into God's presence without experiencing death. I don't know about you. It's my desire for God to come and I not have to go through death. It's my desire. But it may not be God's plan. You know, if it's not, well, that's good. But I would like to be raptured even tonight if the Lord would take us out of here and get into heaven, you see. But we see, after he lived this time, he was raptured. Before the judgment, before the flood came, he was taken away, taken out of here. Now, there's two things that are interest the character of Enoch. Number one was he had a holy name. Enoch means dedicated. He had a holy name. Number two we find about Enoch is that his glorious exit from the earth. God took him. He was not. God took him all away from the earth. Now, I want us to know some things about Enoch tonight. Two things. Number one, a great example. And number two, a great reward. A great example and a great reward when we look at the life of Enoch, okay? As he did not live like the rest, so he did not die like the rest. God took him. He was not. We find in this passage of Scripture we read, in verses 22 through 24, Enoch walked with God. Look at it again, verse 22. And Enoch walked with God after he begot Methuselah 300 years and begot sons and daughters. You know, can you imagine walking with God for 300 years? 300 years. Now, you say, that's impossible. No, it's not impossible, because I believe the Bible. If the Bible says Enoch walked with God 300 years, I believe he walked with God 300 years. I mean, that's the way it is, you know. But again, I believe there's a reason why he walked with God. God had moved in his heart. God has stirred him up about the wrath of God that's coming upon the people on the earth. Therefore, he walked in fellowship with God, and he walked for God. Enoch walked with God. We see his devotion here. When somebody walks with God, they are devoted to God. They're devoted to God, and he was devoted to God. His faith gave him knowledge. His faith in God gave him knowledge of God. See, he was at peace with God. Thank God for faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It brings peace to our hearts and our soul. You know, thank God for that peace that passes all understanding, that the world knows nothing about, but only those that have been trust Christ as your Savior. You know what the peace of God is in your heart. You say, Enoch had that faith. He had that faith. You see, he was devoted. Also, his faith gave confidence in God. Enoch realized that he was a sinner. He was a child of wrath. He needed to be forgiven because he was a sinner. Therefore, we find that he gave confidence in God, that God would save him, that God would deliver him. He was a great example. Enoch is a great example for us tonight. We also see that his faith giving enjoyment to God. We see that he became a child of grace, a child of God's grace. Even Enoch did. You know, we're all saved by grace through faith. No matter who we are, when we live, it's by God's grace that people are saved. And when we know and recognize that we are saved by God's grace, it brings enjoyment to us to realize, hey, it's because He loved me that I'm saved tonight. Because I'm a born-again child of God, because He loved me. It's not that I loved Him, but because He loved me. He loved me. So we see, as Enoch walked with God, he's a great example. Also, we see that Enoch enjoyed close communion with God. Someone that walks with God enjoys close communion with God when they walk with God. We see that in him. There's never a cloud between their fellowship when somebody walks with God. I believe this is the way it was with Enoch. Enoch pleased God. Turn over to Hebrews and chapter 11. Another verse that only mentions about Enoch. There's not too many verses in the Bible, but there are a few. In Hebrews chapter 11, look at verse number 5. It says, by what? By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found, because God had translated him, for before his translation, he had this testimony. Notice that he what? He pleased God. He pleased God. See, walking with God is pleasing God. God was a pleasure to Enoch, and Enoch pleased God. Thank God today, for example, like Enoch, a great example he was. Also, we see that Enoch was separated from the world. He was separated from the world. I believe anybody that walks with God is going to be separated from the world, don't you? Be separated from the world. We see here he was the seventh from Adam, wasn't he? The seventh from Adam. He did not walk in the way of sinners. His character and his conduct, no matter where he went in the world at that time, rebuked godlessness in the people that he was around. He did this. And again, we just talked about a while ago in Jude verse 14 and 15, how he was a prophet declaring God's judgment upon unrighteousness during his time that he lived. He did that. Enoch's life was one of progress also. One of progress. Enoch did not start walking with God and stop. When he walked with God, implies a steady progress of his life. Day by day, he walked with God. Day by day, he walked with God. He did it steadily. He found himself, by walking with God, becoming weaned from the world. And also, not only that, more ready for heaven. More ready for heaven. Folks, the more we focus upon God, the more we focus upon the good things of God, the less the world is going to attract us, first of all, and the more ready we're going to be to go to heaven. The more ready we are going to be to go to heaven. I believe that with all my heart. We see this in the life of Enoch here. We see it in his life. He was a great example. A great example for us. We also see he did not attempt to walk alone to heaven. He walked with God to heaven. My, my, what a journey. My, my, what a journey. Walking alone every day, walking alone with God in mind, walking alone focusing upon the Lord, walking alone expecting God to come anytime and take him away. Take him away. So we see that he was a great example. Each step he took, his eyes were fixed on his heavenly companion. Every step he took, his eyes were focused upon his heavenly companion. Enoch was. He was a man that walked with God. He was an example. A good example for you and I. Not only was it a great example, but also we see a great reward for him being who he was. A great reward for Enoch in his life. I said a while ago, as he did not live like the rest, so he did not die like the rest. As he did not live like the rest, he did not die like the rest. We see that Enoch had an unusual, glorious end. Look at verse 24. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not. For God took him. He was not. He was not. Suggests maybe his friends might have been looking for him. No doubt. He was a missing person at that time. And somebody Paul was looking for him. Maybe his wife, somebody's family, I don't know. But somebody, Paul was looking for him. Have you ever been involved with someone lost and people looking for him? I was in a store years ago. And on the intercom, somebody spoke up, says, "Attention shoppers, attention shoppers." He says, there's a little boy that's been lost. He's 5 years old. He's got on a blue coat. He's got on tennis shoes. His mother's up here at restaurant so-and-so, and his name is so-and-so, and please help us find this little boy. Well, what happens? Everybody stops shopping. Everybody starts looking down this aisle, down this aisle, looking everywhere for this little boy, dressed like they said. And finally, in about 5 or 10 minutes later, the voice comes back on the intercom, "Attention shoppers, attention shoppers. The little boy is now up here with his mother. Thank you for your help." He was lost, but he got found. Okay? But he was lost, and they couldn't find him. He was gone. He was gone. Folks, listen. I say this in respect, okay, of what I'm about to say. Take it in respect. Don't look for JB. Okay? He's not around no more. He's gone. He's gone. And you know what? He wouldn't want to come back. And we don't want him back. Not in this world. You know? People that are going to be the Lord, listen, they're a lot better off than we are. A lot better off than we are. But he was gone. He was gone. My, what a reward he had because he lived like no one else. He died like no one else. See? We see here this, he was a missing person. God took him at 365 years old. Now, comparatively with these other we read about, living 800-900 years, he lived a short life, didn't he? He lived a short life, but yet we see here that God took him. 365 years is a day, is a year for every day of our year. For our year. We see that God took his servant, where? Directly to heaven. Directly home, where he wanted to be. Now, why did God take him? God took him, I believe, because he loved him. He loved him. God saved me. God saved you because he loves you. He loves me. It's nothing good that I've done, nothing good that you've done, but God saves us because he loves us. God gives us things because he loves us. You know, it's just like this is the Christmas time. You and I will probably get things from people this year. Boys and girls, you're looking for gifts, aren't you? Sure you are. Adults, you're looking for gifts, aren't you? But may I remind you, as I look at this, my Bible tells me there's none good, no, not one. Amen? None are good, no, not one. Boys and girls, adults, whoever we may be, if we get something from somebody else this year, it won't be because I'm good. It won't be because you're good. It'll be because somebody loves you. Somebody loves you. Enoch was translated because God loved him. Because he walked with God. How long? 300 years. He walked with God for 300 years. He loved God and God loved him. My, my, my. What a reward we find here for Enoch. Walking with God, folks, listen, walking with God is walking to God. Is walking to God. Walking with God is walking to God in our lives. The peace and the victory of a good man's end is winding up in heaven with the one who saved us. See, he lived 365 years. His son Methuselah lived how many years? 968. So we got a little over 600 years after Enoch was translated, Methuselah lived, and then the flood came and destroyed all the world at the end of that time. Now, Enoch's father lived to be 962 years old. See, but Enoch only lived 365 years. A great example and a great reward we have in Enoch as we look at him tonight. As he did not live like the rest, so he did not die like the rest. Now notice Walking with God. What are we talking about? He walked with God for 300 years. First of all, we see that walking with God, it is a life of faith. It's a life of faith. A life in which the Word of God is real. God is real to an individual that walks with God. Walks with God. We see it's a life of faith. We see they were moved from the interests and cares of this world. When a person walks with God, there's no concern about things in this world. They're focusing upon God. Walking with God daily. Walking with God daily. They're trusting Him as a child would trust their parents. As a person walks with God daily. We see it. Often we say that men do not care. And to walk with God is of less importance to be admired of men. Walking with God, listen, men are not going to admire you for walking with God. Do you know that? They're not. The world is not going to admire you. They're going to mock you. They're going to look at you like a square. You know, and all kinds of things. But do we want to be that way? Sometimes if men do care, they often will not take God's way. They won't take God's way to walk with God, you see. We see Enoch walked with God on earth physically. He walked on this earth like you and I did. He walked with God. But notice we also see that the communion was carried on above. The communion was carried on above. He walked with God. He talked with God every day, for 300 years. You know, that's hard to think about. That's hard to imagine, isn't it? 300 years focusing on God. Communion with God. As he did not live like the rest, he did not die like the rest. He was not. He was not. Any. An example? Yet, as an example, a great reward also. Now notice his conversation in the world. Enoch walking with God. What does he say? What would he say? He said God always before him. God was always before him. He was thinking about God all the time. I believe he acted as though God was watching him every day of his life. God was conscious of where he was. God was conscious of what he was doing, what he was thinking, and all this. When walking with God, we're conscious of the fact that God sees me all the time. He knows what I'm doing. He knows what I'm not doing. He lived a life of communion. He made God's word as his rule for his life. To be workers together. He worked together with God. He did what God wanted him to do in his life, no matter what God directed him to do. He did that. He was entirely dead to the world. Dead to the world, walking with God. And also to walk with God here as if in heaven, walking with Him. You know, can you imagine what it'd be like if we leave this place tonight, going out of here walking like we're in heaven, walking with God? All of us would probably walk different than we do. We walk different than we do. Dr. B.R. Lincoln was an old-timer that used to preach, and I had the privilege to see him preach, hear him preach sometimes. And he often tells the story about he spent a lot of nights in motels and hotels and all, and going from place to place, and how one day he walked out of the motel, stepped out on the sidewalks, and he just could imagine as he walked along there on the sidewalk, all of a sudden, instead of the foot hitting the sidewalk, he'd be getting up in the air and going to be with the Lord. What a day that would be. What a day that would be. He focused that much upon the Lord when he was here in his life too. Looking for the Lord to come. Folks, are we looking for the Lord to come? Are we really looking for the Lord to come? I trust we are. I trust we are. Notice the Holy Spirit inspired this verse right here. In verse 24, it did not say that any lived with God. It didn't say that Enoch lived. But it said that Enoch what? Walked with God. He walked with God. Walking with Him daily. Walking with Him daily. Enoch walked with God. It is the life of a good man to walk with God. I believe this was the business of Enoch's life was to walk with God daily. He loved God so much. It was the joy and the support of his life. Nehemiah says the joy of the Lord is our what? Our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Walking with Jesus every day is a little course we used to sing about walking with the Lord every day of our life. Yes, as he did not live like the rest, so did he not die like the rest. He was not. God took him. God took him. We see a great example. We see a great reward for Enoch. He was not. He was not because God took him. May the Lord help us and challenge us from the life of Enoch as our great example and a great reward to realize that we need to be example, and we're headed for a great reward when we go over there where Jesus is. A great reward is ours. I'd ask you a question tonight. Maybe I should say this. If God were to ask you tonight, if God were to ask you as an individual, why should I let you into my heaven? Why should I let you into my heaven? What would you say? What would you say? Why should I let you into my heaven? I'll leave you with that thought tonight. I trust tonight that you could give him a biblical answer of why you want to go into heaven. You want to go into heaven. Because that's the only way you're going to make it. It's through Jesus Christ. Through Jesus Christ. We were just out visiting this past week. We run across some unusual people, unusual situations. Knocked on the door, the man came to the door, and we began to talk to him, and he began to tell us that he had died. He had seen God. He stood on a rock and talked to Jesus. And all kinds of stuff he was telling us. And then we began to tell us why he was in the hospital. He had pneumonia and he was very sick. I could understand a little better why he was saying what he was saying. But just to say that out to begin with, I was questioning a lot of things. You know, no man has seen God at any time. Now we talk with Jesus through prayer, don't we? We talk to God. God talks to us how? Through his word, you know. But I trust tonight, I don't know your hearts. I trust every man, woman, boy, and girl in this auditorium tonight. I trust you know for sure that if you die, you go to heaven tonight. That's more important than anything you'll get in the next 20 days. It's a know for sure if you die, you go to heaven. Because I know my day is coming. It's appointed to man once to die. My time is coming. Your time is coming. Prepare to meet thy God. Enoch, a great example and a great reward because he walked with God. Let's pray. Father, I want to thank you tonight for the examples that you've given us in your word. Thank you for these men, Lord, that had a desire to please you and they feared you. God, they took you at your word that your word would be true. Lord, I thank you. Enoch, thank you for the life that he lived, the example he is, even to remind us, God, that we ought to be walking with you. Walking with you daily. Lord, realizing that you may come at any time. Lord, until then, help us to be faithful. Help us to be consistent, Lord, with our walk with you every day. Lord, that our life somehow may count for you. Lord, you know every heart, you know every life. That's here tonight. I pray, God, if there's one in our midst that's not saved, they might come forth tonight and trust Christ as Savior. And we'll thank you, dear God, for what you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.